Specialist Jeremy Morlock of Wasilla, Alaska, is charged with 3 counts of premeditated murder, plus several other charges: beating up a fellow soldier to keep him quiet, photographing dead bodies, and using hashish. His attorney, Michael Waddington, says his client is not guilty of murder.
He was present, as was everyone else in that platoon, at the time of all those shootings, but he did not cause the death of any of those individuals.
But Army investigators videotaped an interview with Morlock in Afghanistan. In the video, obtained by ABC News, he describes one of the murders. He says Sergeant Calvin Gibbs, who's also charged, lured an unarmed, unsuspecting Afghan man into their path.
Pulled out one of his grenades, American grenade, you know, popped it, throws the grenade, and then, you know, tells me Winfield, all right, dude, you know, whack this guy, you know, kill this guy.
Morlock says he acted in fear of Sergeant Gibbs. In court, Morlock's attorneys attacked his videotaped confession as unreliable. They argue their client was suffering from the effects of multiple concussions and was taking a medley of prescription drugs. Army investigators recall Morlock appeared lucid and articulate at the time of the interview. The prosecution's case rests heavily on the statements Morlock and other soldiers made and photos they allegedly took of the victims. That's because investigators never recovered the bodies of the 3 Afghan men who were allegedly murdered. In fact, they never visited 2 of the sites where the killings happened. An Army investigator said it was too dangerous, and there was concern about inciting a backlash among the civilian population. Morlock's attorney, Michael Waddington, argues this case is about more than just one rogue platoon.
There's a problem that goes much beyond this platoon, and it goes higher. As you heard testimony, that about half that forward operating base was using hashish.
Next up, the judge in the case will recommend whether Morlock should face a formal trial. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.